Democrats react to Trump's call to secure elections, Save America Act belongs in the trash. By Hannah Knudsen on July 16, 2026. Democrats are absolutely crashing out after President Donald Trump's primetime address, in which he detailed some shocking election vulnerabilities. From over a quarter of non-citizens being registered to vote to China reportedly stealing voter information and allegedly attempting to make fake ballots for former President Joe Biden, and more. Trump laid out the realities as the White House released a trove of documents showcasing the vulnerabilities. Trump said he ordered the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to notify states about non-citizens on their voter rolls and direct them to remove all ineligible voters from the lists immediately. Trump also called on lawmakers to pass the Save America Act, which would very simply require individuals to prove their citizenship by showing a valid ID in order to vote in federal elections. The only reason you wouldn't do it is you want to cheat. Because your policies are so bad and your candidates are so pathetic that you can get away or can't get elected any other way, Trump said. This landmark bill requires that all voters must show photo voter ID. How simple is that? Could I have your photo, please? Photo voter ID. All voters must provide proof of citizenship. But Democrats totally disagree and are accusing Trump of peddling conspiracy theories. Donald Trump is a feeble, unhinged conspiracy peddling 80-year-old failed president, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, said. The economy is a disaster under this guy and the American people know it. Pathetic. Not now. Not ever. The SAVE Act is dead on arrival in the United States Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, declared. Democrat Senator Patty Murray, DWE, added even more spice. After listening to the president's rambling address, I want him to know that the Save America Act is going nowhere in the Senate. It belongs in the trash with the rest of Donald Trump's conspiracy theories, she said, wholly dismissing evidence of voter fraud or concerns with insecure elections. America, use your vote and your voice to save our democracy, she said, missing the irony of her call to action. Democrat Senator Ralph Warnock, DGA, claimed that Trump was only using this address to prep to interfere in the midterms, a claim Schumer attempted to make as well. California's Democrat Representative Salud Carbajal, DCA, was also in utter denial. Trump's speech tonight repeated the same debunked voter fraud claims that multiple recounts and audits already disproved. There is no credible evidence of widespread voter fraud, he said. This is a weak attempt to meddle in the upcoming midterms and distract the American people from the chaos he has created in our country. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, D.R.E., made similar claims, referring to the speech as Trump's ceremonial kickoff of President Trump's campaign to interfere in the November election. Donald Trump's speech tonight did nothing to safeguard our elections or strengthen our democracy, Democrat Senator Michael Bennet, D.C.O., said, also accusing Trump of peddling conspiracy theories to justify the Save America Act, which Democrats despise.